Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Elder Carl, can you hear me? Are you, let me just see. Looks like we have another thing going on here. Can you hear me, Elder Carl?
Yes, I can hear you. Good day, my brother. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Carl?
No, I'm doing good.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, man. Spiritual gift and ministries is what we're talking about, one of our fundamental beliefs. And those who have not joined us, you know, we're going to be looking at Ephesians chapter 4, 11 and 12. It says, "And he gave the apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ." And so we're concluding this lesson on spiritual gifts and ministries, beginning with an often asked question, my elder: can we lose our spiritual gifts at some point, or is it once gifted, always gifted?
You know, spiritual gifts, my brother, it's something, as we've established over these past 2 days, and according to scripture, spiritual gifts are entrusted to believers by God.
Mm.
And the reason why God has given us these gifts is to edify the church and to fulfill his mission. However, you know, sometimes these gifts can be lost if they are neglected. These gifts can be misused, and they can be taken away. And also these gifts, if they are not exercised in faith, they can be taken away. So what comes to mind for myself is the parable of the talents in Matthew 24, verse 14 to 30. And we see that there's a principle that's demonstrated in that parable, which is that you see the servant who failed to use his talents had it taken away. And that is a reminder for myself and for every believer of the responsibility of being a steward of God's blessing. So, Spirit of Prophecy actually tells us I think it's Testimonies for the Church, Volume 8. It says that unless the members of the church today have a living connection with the source of all spiritual growth, they will not be ready for the time of reaping. So without this connection with the Holy Spirit, these spiritual gifts that have been entrusted to us can wither away, or they can be removed entirely. So to answer that question, I would say that, you know, faithfulness is a key to retaining and growing that spiritual gift. Neglect, on the other hand, misuse, or even selfish motives can lead to us losing those gifts. So any believer can, can lose the gift. But thank God that God is a love of mercy. And he's a God of faith. Because remember with the story of Peter denying Christ, Peter was restored to his ministry. So any believer can experience also that renewal. But at the same time, you might also experience the loss of your gift if you neglect it.
Yeah, true. Now, if one neglects it, does it mean that, does it also rather mean that one may misuse it?
Yes, you know, sometimes we, like what we established, we say that these spiritual gifts are supposed to be used for to glorify God and to edify the church, to fulfill his missions. But sometimes we might misuse these gifts for our own benefits. Say, for example, if you have the gift of if you are good at evangelism, or you are a preacher, you have a ministry, some people must use that ministry for their own financial gain. And it's something which is not in line with God's plan. You know, some people must use, they say, the gift of prophecy and prophesy over people's lives falsely. There is always a possibility of us misusing gifts that we have been given. And, you know, if we offend the Holy Spirit, those gifts will be removed from us, because the Holy Spirit issues these gifts as he sees fit, depending on the condition of the church, the need of the church, and the capabilities of the individual. So we have to be careful and not take it for granted.
Yeah, a very powerful point there. So how can we be good stewards then of these spiritual gifts? How can we be sure we're using them the right way?
You know, the call to be a good steward of these spiritual gifts is something that's very sacred. It's a sacred trust.
Mm.
And stewardship involves organizing, developing, and using our gifts for God's glory, mm. and using our gifts for the benefit of other people. Now, Spirit of Prophecy tells us also that, you know, when the love of Christ is enshrined in the heart,
mm.
like sweet fragrance, it cannot be hidden. Its holy influence will be felt by all with whom you come into contact with. So to be a faithful steward as a believer, you and I, we need to recognize our gift. Now, you know, gifts, how do we recognize our gifts? Gifts are discerned through prayer.
Yep.
We need to study. We need to seek guidance of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
We need to seek the counsel of, you know, spiritually mature believers,
mm-hmm.
so that we can identify what our gifts are, first of all. Then we need to start developing our gifts.
Yep.
So spiritual gifts can grow as we use them,
mm.
As we study, as we, you know, through mentorship. As we actively, like I said yesterday, we need to be involved in the ministry, involved in the activities of the church.
Mm-hmm.
That will be a vital avenue for developing our gifts. Because remember, Paul said to Timothy,
yeah.
do not neglect your gift. And then, you know, finally, we can then use our gifts faithfully. You know, so we need to be faithful stewards. So using our spiritual gifts requires humility, my brother. It requires love, and it requires, you know, reliance on God. And they are not our gifts are not for self exaltation, but they are for serving others. We need to remember that, and they are for glorifying God. So we need to make sure that Christ is the center of every single thing that we are doing, and that with those gifts we touch people's lives and we become a reflection of Christ and his love to a world that's full of darkness.
Mm.
So, just to maybe summarize on that answer, I can say, you know, through faithful stewardship, us as believers, we contribute to the unity and the mission of the church. So we need to protect the church from error, and we need to foster love and spiritual growth amongst its members by faithfully using these gifts.
Very good. In fact, I like the emphasis you're putting there, that we've got to use them faithfully, which I think is quite important. Be committed to using these gifts in a special way, because it's not ours. It belongs to God. It's just given to us as a gift. Now, how can we encourage others to use their gifts for the glory of God and for the upliftment of the church? I mean, we probably may be able to spot that there's a gift here. What's the way that we can use to encourage those to use their gift for God's glory?
You know, the encouragement that I can give my fellow brothers and sisters is, we need to remember that the truths about these spiritual gifts that we've been learning these past 3 days and that we see through scripture should always compel us to evaluate our lives. And are we faithfully using the gifts of God that is given us? We need to introspect ourselves, like the parable of the talents and the insights that we see in Spirit of Prophecy. It leaves no room in our ministries for complacency. So God's gifts are not for our personal comfort, but they are for advancing his kingdom. And neglecting them is not only a loss for the individual, but it is a loss for the entire body of Christ. So the Spirit of Prophecy tells us, you know, of the consequences of unfaithfulness, but it also shows us that there's a beauty in when you've dedicated your life for service. So there's an urgent call, my brother. We need to awaken. We need to discern our gifts.
Yeah.
We need to use our gifts to glorify God. So we need to strive to hear the words, you know, well done, good and faithful servant.
Mm.
And Once we do that, we align ourselves with God's purpose. We align ourselves and we strengthen the church and we bring hope and salvation to the world. So through his grace and our faithfulness, we will yield a harvest for eternity. So let us keep focused on our mission and not on self.
Beautiful. Now, over the last 3 days, what is it that you would want to, emphasize and leave with our listeners?
What I would like to emphasize and leave with the listeners is that we have all been given gifts. We've all been given talents. Let us make ourselves available in the church, because the church is like a body.
Yeah.
And each part of that body is important for the church to function and be productive in winning souls.
Mm-hmm.
So every single person, irrespective of your age, your background, irrespective of your experience, you can do something for the Lord. The only thing that you need to do is just go on your knees and make yourself available to the Lord and ask him to bless you with the gift that will benefit his church.
And of course, he's faithful to do just that, because it's not a personal benefit issue. Wow. Elder Carl Vajura, thank you so much for your time for this week. And thank you so much for spending these very precious moments with us and helping us to, decipher and understand, the issue about spiritual gifts. Thanks so much and blessings to you.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me, and a blessing to all our listeners.
Blessed Sabbath as well. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.